Welcome to the Rising Sisters podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Demetra, and we're here to talk about all things that sisters should, from manifesting to business and business to self-pleasure. There is nothing that we can't talk about. Chat soon. Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to episode 8 of the Rising Sisters podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Demetra, and as always, I am so excited to be here with you all today. Bit of a truth bomb. So, I actually just spent the last 20 minutes recording an episode for you all. And as I was closing it, I just sat there and I was like, do I really want to share this? And deep down in my stomach, my mind was just like, no. No, I didn't want to share it. And there's a reason why. And that reason is when I'm recording these podcasts, I want to be really in my most true and authentic self. I want to be speaking to you, to your soul, your heart, your mind, rather than sitting here and feeling like I'm talking to myself. And as weird as that sounds, because obviously I am sitting here, I'm recording in front of a laptop to myself, I want to be, yeah, like I said, I want to be talking to you. So how are you going today? Ask yourself, how am I feeling right now? Am I feeling amazing? Am I feeling good? Or am I feeling a bit yucky and down? And that's why I'm here. I'm looking for guidance, or I'm looking for Soph to say something stupid that's going to light me up and crack a smile on my face, you know? Why are you here? Why are you listening? How are you feeling? I'd love to know all of these things. Obviously, you can't talk back to me. But once you're finished with this episode, let me know. Send me a message. I'd love to know how you felt before you listened to this podcast and how you're feeling after it, okay? I challenge you. Send me a message, whoever you are, if we've never even spoken before. Let me know, because we are both humans. I am no better than you. We are equal beings. And yeah, let's chat. So, I'll be real with you. How am I feeling right now? I'm tired, you guys. For some reason, I have been feeling so drained these last couple of weeks. It is actually Wednesday, the 18th of November. It's 3:30 p.m. and I made a promise to myself and to you guys that every single Wednesday at 10 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time that I was going to launch a podcast episode. But life happens, shit happens. You know, we all go through it. And especially the last 24 hours, my energy has been, I don't know if the word scarce is the right word, but I've just been feeling so drained, and it's because I've been putting a lot of my energy not in the wrong spots, but maybe I've been giving too much of my energy to some particular things. So to give you all a little bit of a rundown, to know that, you know, to remind you all that I am human, I have shit going on. Yesterday, my younger sister, you know, I had to step into full big sis mode because my younger sister is, you know, she's 17, she's in a little bit of a delinquent mode, zone mode, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. And yeah, I really had to step in and really try to support her in a loving way, but also really make it super clear that, you know, where she is heading, what she is doing right now in her life, and where she might potentially head if she continues down this pathway. I had to be super clear, and, you know, it wasn't pretty. It was rough. You know, I also did say some things that I do regret, but it was out of the context of, you know, just a lot of care, you know. Yeah, I said some things that weren't so nice, but I don't know, you know when you ever just get in those moods or those zones where you just like, you start saying things that are true, that may not be nice, But you also kind of just say these things to get them to realize how serious you're being. I hope this makes sense. But anyways, I was saying some things and I just spent so much energy on her. And she took nothing away from what I was trying to say. And it was really upsetting. And like, I'm not even kidding you guys. I took her phone off her, her laptop, like everything. I was trying to talk to her all day, and yeah, she definitely did not appreciate it. She definitely hated my guts, and I'm sure she's still mad at me. But you know what? One day I know she'll appreciate it, and maybe even one day she'll listen back to this podcast and she'll be thankful. So that's been happening, and that was freaking draining. And then this morning, I'm not sure if I've shared this on my podcast actually, but if you didn't already know this, I enrolled 3 weeks ago into a F45 fitness challenge that was for 6 weeks. So today being halfway point, we did a halfway check-in with like a body scanner. Anyways, your girl has been working so hard. Like, I am so proud of myself. Like, I haven't worked out since before February this year, and I went straight into F45, which for those of you who know, F45 is hectic, and I've been training 5 days a week. I've been counting my carbs, my calories, my protein, fats, etc., every single day. But for some reason, which I'll tell you in just a second, even though I've been feeling super fit, my physical results, meaning how my body is currently looking, hasn't changed. And that was rough to hear that at 6:30 this morning when everyone else around me was like, oh my god, yay, I've lost 4 kilos of body fat, and I've gained 3 kilos of lean muscle and all this and that. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I was so happy for everyone and their results. Like, we all have been working so hard, but I didn't have the results that I wanted to hear, and that was really upsetting. Anyways, I found out that even though I have been perfectly tracking my calories and whatnot, I've actually been tracking the wrong amount. So easy enough to fix that. I just have to change my numbers in my app and, you know, calculate to that rather than what I have been doing the last 3 weeks. And I know I'll see results. You know, I'm not here to fully lose a heap of weight. I actually love my body. This was really to just, you know, get fit, get healthy. But I do have, you know, a fair bit of excess, unhealthy, low-vibing fat that I would like to exchange for lean muscle. Anyways, so after yesterday, right, I was already feeling down in the shits, and then, yeah, I went to gym and got that news, and it was not nice, and it really flicked off my mindset. Like, I was so unhappy, and do you know what? That so quickly made my workout hell. It was so hard, it was so hot, it felt like it was never ending. Halfway through my workout, I got like a massive cramp in my foot, and it was so painful. I wanted to cry. I like hobbled over to the trainer and I was like, my foot, it's cramping, like help me. And oh my gosh, I literally had to, and it's so annoying too, you guys, because F45, right, like it is a short 45 minute workout, intense but super quick and super short. So by having this little injury, let's call it that, I actually missed out on like a third of my workout, which, oh my god, pissed me off even more. So I was sitting there rolling out my foot trying to get rid of this cramp, and all of a sudden I switched from like my human mind to my spiritual mind. And I really believe that your spiritual mind really is heart-led, it's soul-led. So rather than thinking from your brain and thinking from that human place, that quick place, I really sat with my thoughts deep down. I got really grounded, And I was like, Sophia, like, what is going on? Like, you know that law of attraction, right? And if you guys don't know what law of attraction is, it's all about energy. We are energetic beings, right? So by me focusing on the bad, the situation was only going to get worse. And so it did. So I sat there and I was like, whoa, like, I'm so aware of these things. However, it just goes to show that, you know, as much as we can practice things and as much as we can preach things, we also have moments where, you know, no one's perfect, right? So I had this moment where I was like, I had to call myself out of my own shit. I was like, Sophia, like, you know this, like, you know, by having this little bit of a sook and having a little tantrum about what the smallest little thing, really, it was the smallest thing in the grand scheme of things, that, yeah, I only made the situation worse. So my mindset very, very quickly changed. And the moment my mindset changed, this ball under my foot, I'm not even kidding you, it was not helping me one bit. But the moment I switched my mindset and I was like, you know what? I'm fine. Like, thank God I'm here. Like, I'm so blessed to even be here. This, to be able to go to F45, you guys, like, so random, and I'll share this, but this was one of my goals that when I left my full-time job and when I started working for myself full-time, one of my goals and one of my visions was to be able to go to F45 5 days a week. And so I was here and I was doing it. I was like, you know what? I'm so blessed. Like, look, I get to live this life. I have this all right now. Yeah, the last 3 weeks I didn't, you know, eat properly, but that's fine. I've got a whole new 3 weeks ahead of me. Like, let's be excited. You know, I'm working out harder, so my results are probably going to be better anyways. You know, the food is great. I just have to kind of change a few things up in that section, which I easily know how to do that. So it was like, yeah, you know what? It's all perfect. And as soon as my mindset shifted, I started to feel so, so much better. And I finished my workout and I was feeling great and it was so much easier. And yeah, it was just in that moment, I was like, you know what? This is what I want to be able to share with you all today. Because we're all human, and I hear it so, so often, you know, in my business, right, I speak to a lot of people that are looking for a change in their life, right? They want to be able to create an income online. They want to be able to make big money without having to hustle hard or without having to, you know, preach products online. Because if you've come from my Instagram, then you know that what I do is all about being a personal brand and leveraging an automated platform. So when I talk to a lot of people that, you know, they say, yes, I'm ready, I'm committed, I want to do this, like, I need to do this, I need to change my life, and I know that the only way I'm going to be able to start living my dream life today is if I start today. But then something will come up, and it can be the smallest or the biggest thing, right, that is completely out of our control. But by that happening, it causes us to stop, and only few people realize that, yeah, there is the law of attraction. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, there is the law of attraction, which is, you know, when you're focusing on the good gets better. Abraham Hicks, that's his quote. I love that quote. Or when you're focusing on the bad, you know, then things just get worse. Law of attraction also works with things like manifestation and whatnot. But there is also the law of polarity. And that's when, you know, things might be going really, really great, but then something bad happens. Maybe not the worst thing, but what we feel in that very moment just crushes us. And it happens to all of us. Like, let me know. Obviously, you can't let me know right now, but as I said, when you finish this, I'd love to hear from you. Let me know. Have you ever been in a moment where life is just going so, so great? You're feeling on top of the world, you're feeling high vibing, your energy is just amazing. But then something comes along and you just feel like it's just crushed you. And you just feel like so much anger, you feel lost, you feel confused. And it's in that moment where you're like, you're either going to give up there and then because you just feel like you have no control of the situation, or you acknowledge that this is actually law of polarity. It's actually a test from the universe that's here to, you know, check in on you, to test you, to say, you know, hey, Sophia, you're doing so, so great. Things are about to get even better for you, girlfriend. But are you actually ready? Are you actually committed to what your desire is or what you're working towards? And unfortunately, because not many people realize this, you get to this moment, right? And it's like a glass wall. You can see what's ahead of you, or a glass roof, I should say. You've gotten this far, you can see what's on the other side. But then boom, you hit this wall. And like I said, unfortunately, not a lot of people understand energy. They don't realize the laws that was, what are they? I think they're like the universal laws. What am I saying? I'm so tired, you guys. But anyways, because people don't realize this, that's when they give up. And it's so unfortunate because I actually see this quite often. And like I said, don't get me wrong, I'm human as well. I had a couple of weeks ago a moment, and I think I actually have already shared this on here, but in case you're new, in case you haven't listened to that episode, I had a moment a couple of weeks ago where things were just getting to me like crazy, right? And all of a sudden I found myself just hysterical, and I was like, why am I crying? Why am I feeling like this? But then I reminded myself that this was just a little test from the universe. And you know what? I had my cry, I let it all out, and then I got back up on my 2 feet, I fixed up my tiara, and I kept on going. And that's actually what made me feel so much stronger. And it's in those moments that lie the opportunity for us to grow. I actually love that little saying. Like, it's so empowering, you know, when you can just go through something, or if something gets you down, but you just keep on going. Like, it's so powerful, you guys. And if there's any bit of advice I can share with you today from this episode, is that life is always going to happen, yeah? But, you know, rather than focusing on what we can't control, focus on what you can control, what you can do. Because, like I shared earlier, and thank you again, Abraham Hicks, when you focus on the good will only get better. But if you focus on the bad will only get worse. So you get to decide. Everything's a choice, right? But yeah, like I said, know that you're never alone. We all go through things, no matter what level we're at. Or does that make sense? No matter where we are in our lives, no matter what level of success you are in, my gosh, I know one of my mentors, she is a multi 7-figure millionaire. Like, obviously, she's a 7-figure income earner, so she's obviously a millionaire. But she shares with us all the time, you know, even she has days where she completely switches off from the online world. Actually, she has weeks where she does this, and she sits in complete presence because she has fully embodied and she has fully practiced the true meaning of energy. And once you really learn, you know, and this is just an ongoing thing, because even I don't know everything, you know, I have invested like a lot of money into spiritual growth and healing and whatnot, and I have learned a lot in this field of things, and it's so, so beautiful. But even sometimes I do forget, and that's fine, because I also always come back. I know when I'm being too human. I know when, you know, I'm being too controlling, or I know when I need to just sit down. Because at the end of the day, every single one of us in our lives, we co-create with the universe. We're all on our own individual journeys, doing whatever we want, going wherever we desire, right? But we're never alone. And I don't mean that in the sense of, you know, I'm doing this and you're doing that and we can support each other. Like, yeah, that's a thing. But what I mean when I say we're never fully alone in our journeys is that I truly believe, and I mean, we might not all believe this, by the way, just a little, you know, it's fine, we all have our own opinions, but I truly believe that we are led by a higher above. We've got our angels, got our ancestors, our guardian protectors, you name it. We have a whole team of people that are in another world that are guiding us in the most beautiful ways, and they are here with us, right? I truly believe that. And again, don't come at me if you don't believe that. I will not come at anyone if you don't believe that, but respect my beliefs, right? But yeah, like I said, we're never alone. We're always being guided. And I actually completely just lost train of thought because a plane just flew over. I'm not sure if you could hear that. Oh my gosh, you guys. I think I'm actually going to wrap this up. Start to wrap this up because I'm just starting to ramble. But I really did want to keep this episode short and sweet because the main point of this was to share a little bit of a update to my life, to show you all that life is not always glitz and glam. It's not always smooth sailing. It's not always perfect. We're all human. We all go through things. But know that you're never alone. You are fully guided. You are always on the right path. You always have choice. I'm always here if you ever, you know, need to have a chat. If you are having a bad day and you need a friend, a sister, someone to turn to for guidance, please reach out to me. But yeah, thank you all so, so much for listening. I am going to go and jump into bed and watch some Kardashians now because why the fuck not? I'm only human, remember? And yeah, it's been a big couple of days for me. So yeah, thank you again, everyone, for sticking around. If you have, and if you found any value in this, please let me know. And until next time, I will talk to you all soon.